Or the definition in general, yes, the general definition of the words of the Buddha. So now the second word is called the words of the Buddha spoken by himself. His will spoken by himself, yes. The definition of Shang Yisung Bhikkha means the word said say from the mouth means said by Buddha himself directly. That is the true Dharma taught Sangye Rangi Shang Yisung, but taught by Buddha himself, you could say, literally taught from the mouth of Buddha himself, said by the mouth of Buddha, from the mouth of Buddha himself, means taught by Buddha himself, not by the teacher. That's the definition. As Rinpoche said, there are several ka, general word of Buddha, as general, then the word of Buddha spoken by Buddha himself, then the words of the Buddha as a blessing, yes, to bless someone else, then if someone speaks on behalf of Buddha, it's called the Chingila Pika, meaning the words which are blessed by Buddha.
Ta Shani Sumpaka in Singhi. Tumbe Singhi Lapte. Tumba Sanje Raniji Singhi Lapte. Kanza Yinji Sumbate Singhi Lapaka in Singhi. Shani Sumpaka Marete Sanje Jikare Singhi Lapakare.
So then the definition of the Chingila Pekka, which means the words of the Buddha, which is blessed by Buddha himself, is not direct words of the Buddha, but it is spoken by somebody on behalf of the Buddha, with the blessing of Buddha, who spoke it. Yes. So that kind of word is called, teaching is called the Chingila Pekka. So the definition of it is Tenbe Chingila Pekka, Kansa Shengi Sumba. Tenbe Chingila Pekka means first, the Buddha has blessed, blessed it, and Kansa Shingi Sumba is spoken by or taught by the other Kansa, the other person. Yes. How are you talking about Kansa?
Someone else.
Someone else. Person. Individual?
Yeah.
Yes. Some other individual, yes. Is the definition of the word blessed by the Buddha.
Chasung.
Yes.
Shari pa da jine se ni senji lap te hiram nyingpo taba talin se na sumbarawa. Te sumi te shari pa da jine se re te ina yang sanje je kal se bar. Sanje je senji lap ja barawa. Konyi sanje je senji lap te tene konyi la taba se taan len jaya ka popa to bar. Sanje je senji lap.
For example, Shari nyingpo the text on the Prajaparamita, concise, very concise form. Shari nyingpo, what is it called? Parsudo,
yeah.
Parsudo, yeah.
Parsudo,
yes. Parsudo, yes. It's also actually spoken by a set by Chenrezi and Shariputra, sorry. As a question and answer. But Chenrezi was blessed by Buddha. In that case, Buddha blessed him and then he spoke this sutra, yes, on behalf of Buddha.
Tumbe senji lap de kansa genji sumba ina senji lap ka yin bichap senji lap ka ina tumbe senji lap de kansa genji sumba yin awo teno yo kikin chapukon ya
so the teaching which has been blessed is then necessarily, one would have to add, a teaching that is then spoken by someone else than the Buddha, but that person has then been blessed by the teacher, the Buddha. So a teaching which has been spoken by someone else than the Buddha, having been blessed by him, the teacher, is then a teaching which has been blessed, and then one has to add by the Buddha.
So, refer to people who were not direct students of the Buddha, in other words, that they were longer, came much further down.
Like Ludup.
Mm-hmm. If it also refers to that?
Yeah.
Sounds like in his own
lifetime. It's mainly during his own lifetime.
Sanjay, here you can make up the
English. I'm just
a lexo song. Ah, rare, lexo song. Lexo song, boys. Take in the song, boys. Turn back, can now go in turn back, call none de that, and reach some your sona. Yinja some, but they just now kind of.
So now the word of the Buddha, which is in the form of what you call. Spoken, also composed or written or spoken by someone with the permission of Buddha. Jesu Nawa is permission, yes. Mm-hmm. What we call in Sanskrit, Anumati, yes?
Anumati.
Yes, with the Anumati of the Buddha, with the permission of the Buddha. So the definition of it is that Tembe Kanang Goni, Goni you can say with, you could say, with the Kanawa is really ambiguous, actually, to give order also and to permit also. Mm-hmm. So I think in this case you should translate as permission, I think. Tenbe Kanawa Gona, with the permission of the Buddha, Kangsa Shengi Tsamba, and it's composed or written by or spoken by other someone else, yes, Kangsa. So it's the definition of the word, to say, permissive. Permitted word. I don't know how that kind of work. Doesn't know. Anyway, you do it.
Sometimes we do this as accepted by.
Oh.
That might. Permission might work better earlier in the accepted
way. Yeah, literally, it's permission. Yes, permitted. You understood anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then you make a nice word later, once you understood what it meant by.
Tene jisa nama ka te pe na sanje ji ka do te so dhambu lingye ta jisa la da ma da lama yin da te pa jisa ye ra da chom din de ji sung pa la ma mba tu do la so pa te so ni ra wa ka nama re re te so tam je kansa yin je te pa re te yin na yang sanje ji ka jisa nama yin pa sanje sanje ji ka yi kong su ten do ye ra.
And the Buddha himself told those people who write such texts and to mention at the end of the text saying that as the real word of the Buddha, which often end up with the saying that the God, the Asuras, the Yaks, the Asuras and the Gandharvas and so on, the human beings, all the being, you know, Jesu Yirante means having been completely satisfied. Ngomba Toto means appreciate very much. Ngomba means sort of very much, appreciate very much the teaching of the Buddha.
Right.
He said you can add these, expressions, you know, or at the end, which is often found at the end of the real word of the Buddha.
Yeah.
Or real word and the Chingila Peka also, of course.
Both
in the beginning and he said you can add. In the beginning you go one. The composer could say that once, yes, I heard like that when Buddha was in this in such and such place, you know, mm-hmm. surrounded by so many monks, and then he said like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can add that one.
Then now, Mambo, then it's your song, but Cabs of Sun, number two, do you about that? Yan say Mambo songs at the Sute, Kansa Jing together about the Baranga song, Marawa. But I'll Mambo ever.
No, so, and
whatever is it was at the Sutanji.
No, so.
And
also it's mentioned, but it's always by the other person who say that when Buddha was giving teaching in such and such place and such time, so then the sadhi number two, the earnest, the whole earth shook in six different directions.
Is the idea that, like in the Heart Sutra, that part of the Heart Sutra the Buddha actually said, like said lekso lekso raptor, then part of it Avalokiteshvara says, and then part of it Ananda wrote, thus have I heard.
Yeah.
So we're talking about that part.
Yeah.
That is this kind of ka.
The
other filler word, sort of, you know, thus have I heard once the Blessed One was dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually then it says, Avalokiteshvara said. So in other words, all this kind of ka would always be in a sutra.
Ananda wrote down all to the
Buddha and
passed
away.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't write all. He added something. What Ananda added, is that included in Jesu Nandweka? Ah, yes, I see. Shula the Kungaveta Sharipu Sharipu
Sharipu
Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu Sharipu
Buddha
permitted those senior monks or arhatas or authorities said in future after I passed away into Nirvana. But if you compile the text, what I said, so he said you can add in the beginning saying that once I heard so like that, at the end there were all the beings, you know, completely satisfied, and they appreciate what Buddha said.
Could you ask him to say if anyone else wrote things that would be called this kind of ka, or was it only Ananda?
Dita vikade kungau rangi ta chod jula karsore ti chodi na orva. Only those who who participated in the Kadua, you know, compiling the text of the Buddha, you know, after there was a big meeting, you know, conference, you know, only for those, it's applied only for teaching compiled by those great arhatas or the great monks. It's very sort of historical.
Penatamba ranga song do ten chu karasonal tutonya song yavare yige mevare indo.
Ah, so. Tin
goni song ba song kade se tambo song chota. Tene tan jol chipte koyo.
Oh,
there indo.
Buddha on his own lifetime, but you say it was not recorded down in written form.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, and people keep that in mind, who has very, very powerful memory. So, I think it sounds like practically, actually, most of the cars are this kind of car, no?
Mm.
Since there was no written record during his own lifetime.
Sanji Labate, Kui Sanji Lapaka, Dorje Nimbu, Jever Saya, the Sanji Lap and Dote Sacho Panche Popovaci, Sumbata, Vincent. Kui Sanji Lapa, Sachi Oligan. Dorje Nyingpo Sachevar Yate, Senji Lape, Sachoba, Sachoba.
Concerning the blessed word also, Rinpoche said, there are the blessed word or blessed teaching that which was spoken with the blessing of Buddha's physical body. Yes. So, for example, he says that when Dode Sachupa, that's a Bhumi Sutra, he says, this was actually spoken by Dorje Nyingpo, I think the Bodhisattva Dorje Nyingpo. So Buddha blessing, you know, with his hand, putting his hand on his head. Mm. So he blessed him, and then he spoke this sutra. Mm.
So that's
called
Kui Sinji Lapaka. Blessed by his physical body, that means he touched his hand.
Tasong Sinji Lapaka Machidra Tandan Jepa Chimbachidu Ranga Pase Masi Mambusevara Ranga Pasevara Jeva Chimbachi Tini Machid and Jeva Sorchis on the Kana and Jambayan Tin and Jangan Jamachid Jeva Seven Tosum Paredua
Jeva Sol
Jambayan Sumpare Machid and Jeva Sorchi Jambayan Owen Jambayan Machid and Jeva Sorchi Tini Machid Jambayankam Jeva Seven Tosum Dua
Lanso
Song is in Jalaba
Lanso
Musa Song Dua.
So then the words of the Buddha as a blessed by his speech, his own speech, yeah? Is for example like the Yoba Selvito, you know, the sutra which to eliminate, say, to the regrets of the king Ajat Shatru, you know, King Makeda, in Sanskrit Ajat Shatru, you know, because who killed, murdered his father and his mother, both, you know, who put his father in jail and starved to death, I think. And then later he killed his mother also for the power. You know. So in this case, then Buddha said to Manjushri, Bodhisattva Manjushri, saying, Manjushri, go and eliminate, not go, sorry, eliminate, remove or eliminate, dispel the sorrow and the regret of the great regret of the King Ajatasatru. So then he spoke this sutra. So this kind of sutra is blessed by Buddha's speech because he said verbally to Ananda.
Then Durva Deno, Dodi Deno, Mwebe Deno, some of them.
The Heart Sutra, the Sutra like Heart Sutra, are blessed by Buddha's mind, you know, his mind. Through Samadhi, he blessed Shantukha.
Sachevar Yayava Mare, Songa Kansong Yava Mare, the thing in Zenji Sinji Lapare.
He didn't say anything, he didn't touch with his hand. As a blessing, but he was in Samadhi. Through Samadhi, he blessed Chandasi, our location.
What in the world? That they know something, you is a certain jala, but so were to carries a
tattoo.
That's one's own. You is a certain jala, but so were to emba, Durvedeno.
So now the definition of the Durvedeno with the Vinaya Pitaka. The Vinaya Pitaka is that Jyoja Chudumi Lava Tsovartamba, that which mainly yes, teaches the training of the or the Shiksha of the of this of what you call Shila, Shila Shiksha, which mainly teaches as a subject matter, Jyoja. That's the definition of the Vinaya Pitaka.
The Tsovartam Sejatan, the Rudeno Gabs, Tingin Zain, the Hirab de Lapatsani Matimba Mare. Sani Martin, but the chicken, Tsovar Temaris.
So, why this word Tsovar is added here, mainly, which means that it's not only it teaches on about Vinaya, it is other things as well, the other two Pitakas also, but the main subject, that means the main topic of this sutra, of this Pitaka, is Sultan Yilava, you know. Shila Shiksha, yes.
So then,
that which mainly teaches mainly the samadhi shiksha as a subject matter is the definition of the Dodi Denisa, sorry, the sutra. So then, those scriptures which, oh yes, I forgot scripture before. Surah means a scripture, yes. The scripture which teaches mainly the Shirapilapa. The Praja Shiksha mainly as subject matter. Praja Shiksha, you know, training in developing the supreme knowledge is the definition of the Abhidharma Pitaka. Oh, Pitaka. Pitaka.
But is Sumrap is only text, or is it going to be like same as Ka?
Sumrap the Kelvaji. That means the words of the Buddha, yes, that through which he expresses Surat. In Sanskrit, it's called Parvachan. Which means the supreme words of the Buddha. Surat. Rap means the supreme, the best.
Songra. Jyosa nicho dhombe chotem tang kanzak dhami tsovar dhombe sonra tingmi jideno jitsini. Ta tingmi jideno karyasana jyosa nicho dhombe chotem tsovar dhombare. Geva chuti dhan simchen tuin si tsovumare. Nicho dhombe chotem tang kanzak dhami ba nijinani kanzak dhami tsovar dhombe sonra te tingmi jideno jitsini.
So now the definition of the Hinayana Pitaka is that it has three clauses. Those scripture or sura, the supreme word which teaches mainly, then we go back, the sila or the conduct which prevent you from the nyeje, wrong deed. Nye means wrong, chepa means deed or conduct. Dhamma means prevent, or prevent, yes, which prevents from the wrong deed as a subject matter. Then tang means and, kanzage dhammitsovottama, and teaches mainly from the two selflessness, or from the two anatma, the kanzaga dharma, the selflessness of the, let's say, individual, as a subject matter, yes. So these two things, then that is the definition of the Hinayana sutra, yes, sutra varga, you should say. Dem is actually a collection or a section, you know, a group, dom is a sutra.
But could you ask Rinpoche, just to go back to the Lumpe Denyu, is there Lumpe Denyu in the Kanjura?
Can you not like Lumpe Denyu, your address?
Ah.
Can you not like Lumpe Denyu?
You are right.
Yes, there is.
Would you say, Kurang, Lumpe Denyu, Kambuka?
Tema the tembe yon the sanji jis ka kasa kalan thor de la mato tema do se sol de me.
Yes, as far as the tema pramana is concerned, which is that you will, it is found in Buddha's teaching, but scattered everywhere, not compiled in one side.
Nere. Jurisa, Simchin, Tunji, Sotem Dam, Chuja Dami, Zopar, Zopar, Temba, Tikinji, Deno, Jensen, Zopar, Temba, Son of Jena Yagre.
Zopar, Temba. What time is Sorab
Sunday?
Here you almost say you can add Sorab here also if you want. Chugi Dami, Zopar, Temba, Sorab. The Prabhachan or the Supreme Word which teaches, no, which taught pastime. Dzogpa means completely or perfect, complete, which taught completely what? Then we go back, yes, we start from Chultim. The Shila of, which is by nature, the Shila or the conduct which is by nature Semjen Tenje, working for the benefit of the other being, working benefit of the beings, then this one as a subject matter. Okay? And then Chugi Dame, and then Chugi Dame, the selflessness of the phenomena. So these two things are taught complete and perfectly is the definition of or the characteristic of the Thekchengi Dene, the Mahayana Sutra Pitaka.
So we should add Do there?
Pardon?
In the Mahayana, in Hinayana, they talk about Dode. In Mahayana,
Thekchengi
Dode.
It should be
Dode.
Thekchengi Dode.
Thekchengi Dode. Thekchengi Dode. Thekchengi Dode. You can add no. Take min ji do de denu. You can add if you want.
De kaus sim chen ten ji ji chotem de yona ni ju dom ba da ge wa chu de ji chotem yan shok ji tengu yare.
In this it is indirectly it is understood or it is taught that if, as long as there is a Semje Tenjiki Tsutim, the conduct or the Shila that by nature is working for the benefit of the being, so then the other two type of Shila, Geva Chudiki Tsutim and
Nijudombe
Tsutim, the conduct or the Shila which by nature prevent, which prevents, yes, one from the misdeed or wrong deed, and the other one is Gevachudik Sutram, yes. The conduct or the sila which attract, yes, all the wholesome, gathers all the wholesome, yes, wholesome deed, also included in it, automatically understood. Mm. No, present in it, you could say, in this kind of sila. Yes. The other two are present in the.
Then a chute dami zogar tena, kazak dami tembe chabre.
Because, for example, chute dami zogar, if the selflessness of the phenomena is complete, taught completely or perfectly, so then it should necessarily, it is understood that the selflessness of the person or the individual being is also taught perfectly, because which is included in it.
Jyoza nanga labs of sober to embassora, repetitive deno. Kang Jyoza te, say labas on sober to embate, some main, but nanga labas on sober to embassora, you know, repetitive deno.
So now the definition of the Vidyadra Pitaka, which means I think Bhajyana Pitaka, the secret Mantriyana Pitaka, yes. Is that that Surap or that scripture which shows or which teaches mainly the three Joja Nangilavasun, the three inner Shiksha or three inner training as a subject matter. So then is the definition of the yes, or the characteristic of the Vidyadra Pitaka.
tene sangate nyumo yihi su jorwe tap samu tenbe chanyin durware.
So Vajrayana, since it transformed the kleshas into wisdom and supreme knowledges, so it is inner vinaya. It is, you say inner vinaya?
Nangadurva.
Is it, what would you call Nangi Lapasam? I mean, are they still the same three, but from a different point of view?
Yeah. Nangi Lapasam sa shusungya di tanda chikpa re chi lapasam na yang tan shenda tingwa re siya.
Toh, sabi yore, karasa na si indurva yana si chalo tingwa re pe na niente di lo yana trada mit pati so yar go go duwa. Sanag lo tingda wu go yama, nangi nyumondo go yi.
Yes, from the point of view of the meaning, actually. The meaning is more profound than the external, external conduct, external conduct. For example, external conduct such as conduct of the Hinayana, you know, of Vinaya, according to Vinaya. You have to even not only shave your hair, you have to shave even your... Mainly one emphasizes on the external, how say, the way you turn up, external conduct, yes. Mm-hmm. External behavior and conduct, verbal and physical, especially.
Mm-hmm.
So, on the other hand, in the Vajrayana, it is not like that. The external conduct is not important, but you have to purify, you have to tame, yes, your the inner enemy, that is the Nyunmupa Klesha.
Malarepe, chun darvan durva ngeme ki ransin chungpo dun dornan durva yin sumpa.
As Malarepe said that, I don't know what is Vinaya and...
Vanaya.
Vinaya or Vanaya. Vinaya or Vanaya, but if one tames, if that which tames the mind, one's own mind, which is very hard, is very wild, yes. Mm. Then that is real vinaya. So in the
Sutta,
it is taught many how to develop samadhi, focusing or concentrating on the external object. Whereas in Vajrayana, it is taught how to develop samadhi, focusing or concentrating on the three inner things, that is the prana, bindu, and nadi. So one visualize them as the Vidam or divinities.
Tene serer jungam pa kapsa serer din jikin chakso ten pare doje te pa kapsa nang lue de serer dan jan ne ke pare.
Chiro ji kare mon pe.
Serer jungam pa kapsa serer jikin ji chakso ten pare wa. Sanga ka kapsa nang lue da sen jikin ji kang yin jin ko ju ko lo som jan ne ke pare. Sa ko yare.
So in the external Abhidharma, that is like, for example, like Abhidharma Kosha, only the cosmology, the external cosmology is taught, how the universe is, you know, formed and so on. And whereas in Vajrayana, it is not only the external, but all the three things taught together, what's called the external, the Chijigdinji Kham, the external cosmic world, and Nang Dorjilu, the inner Vajra body, one's own body, and then the others, that means the, which is other than these two, means that is the mandala of the divinity, the pure land of the divinities, how they are related to each other, how they manifest from one base, from same base, in this way, how they relate, how they are connected to each other. So this is taught in Vajrayana, which is a kind of cosmology, but much more profound than the sutra.
Yeah, but... Okay.
Generally, when you talk three Pitakas, that apply to the both sutra and mantra. And you have sutra Pitaka in your mind. You have Mahiniyana Pitaka, Mahiniyana Pitaka. Generally, it is included in the Kagidira, the Rigvadzimidana. Generally, yes. The Vidyadhara Pitaka is included in three training years.
Mere pena chela tava jena cher chela se jeda chap chem bor ya ni ti je lo ji chela ti ki da nga ki chela se ya so so ndogro ba
for example when you talk about the vipassana and the shamatha and vipassana so that is very general you know because you will find shamatha the meditation on the shamatha and vipassana in all the three vehicles the Samatha and Vipassana in Hinayana tradition, in Mahayana tradition, in Bhajana also.
This is the Sangha ke lapsam te sedare, che lapsam je konsu do to vare. Niente che lapsam dan, niente che denu ya lapsam je konsu do re, tikin je denu ya lapsam je konsu do re, ripan je bet denu ya lapsam je konsu do vare.
So therefore, the Tripitaka of Vajrayana or Vidyadhara is the Chedā means part, you could say, part of the three Pitakas, which means it can be included in the other three Pitakas.
Te chedā se rāgandō su te hikondō, pe nā hēng se je te che re, xāpa te xūpa te zhēntiñ kānta jīng na hēng kōngsa dō rā.
No, sir.
Tēnā wā rā.
No, sir. Rumbuchi says one should know the system of, what's it called, the general and generality and the specific or particular, yes. For example, when we talk about the wood, so this, the word wood, or the concept of wood, include all kind of wood, like sandalwood or juniper or any kind of wood. So then juniper and sandal, so they are a particular one, specific one. Specific one. The particular one.
Gulanji dupam phaji jinchen pa tokpa chu jinchenyi. Tan go kwa tan lang ji du pan pa pa ji jin qian ba de dou bu qiu jin zhen ni.
So now the definition of the true dharma as a realization or the realization aspect of the true dharma is that go lam ji du pa pa ji jin qian ba you have true surni you have true clothes here that which is pa ji jin qian ba the realization how you become the realization of the noble ones, means the bodhisattva yeah not generally of the noble ones in the continuum you know in their continuum that means well I don't know you need to translate on that. Literally it's the in their continuum yes the realization of the noble in their continuum which is then you say dupa means held or sustained or consist, could say. Mm-hmm. Consist, then ki means of, consist of gopa and lam, truth of cessation and truth of path. This is the definition of tok bichu, means the dharma of realization.
So, if you have to write a song, we
Oh yes, you have to be sorry. You should add sasa. Yeah. You say off in Tibet, you say by. It's a grammatical structure like that.
Yeah, kicking the chapagunzilla. Golan jet de vampaji in chamber, you're not talk with you in the chap. Talk with you in and golan jet de vampaji in chamber in the chap.
So, The Dharma of realization is then necessarily the knowledge of the minds of the noble ones, which comprises the two truths of cessation and birth. The Dharma of realization is necessarily the knowledge of the minds of the noble ones, which comprises the two truths of cessation and birth.
So now the definition of the truth of cessation. So the definition of the truth of cessation is Kangshi, that which Chakpadang Chalve Ying, that which is a space, literally space or expanse, free from Tang Chalva. Nija means Chalva means free, Tang means from, free from desire. So in the desire, the other kleshas also included. Although Sokpa is not written here, but it is very understood. It's often written that way, I don't know why.
That which is in the space free from passion and so forth is necessarily the truth of cessation, and the truth of cessation is necessarily that in the space free from passion.
Oh yeah. Ta kangki chakpadan trawa. Te lamdin rawa kangki chakpadan trawa yehi lamdin jitini. Lamdin te kangki chakpadan trawa yehi ingo.
So now the lamdin jitini, this, the definition of the truth of path. Truth of path is that it should be a wisdom, yes. The wisdom, then you, in the beginning you have kanki, by which, chakpadang chawa, one, by which, or you say which frees one from the passion, Or you could say, by which one you have to add anyway, I think so. One, get rid of passions and so on. So that is the definition of the truth of path.
Come in, come in. Come in, come in.
Scott.
Oh, Scott. Scott. Tate, Jolan, and then there. Chapago, you say, Jente, main hako, Sikot Inko. Kanki Chapa the Trave Yehi, you know, Lamdin in Bichap. Lamdin in a Kanki Chapa the Trave Lam Yehi in Bichap.
The definition of the truth of the path is the wisdom by which one is freed from passion. And the wisdom which is by which one is freed from passion is necessarily the truth of the path.
Oh, yeah. Sanji, da.
So now the Tokpa Tatuk Singhi, that is the definition of the final or the ultimate realization, which is possessed only by the Sangye Phakpa, the noble Buddha is. Rinpoche says there are four nobles, noble beings, or noble ones. That is the Shavaka nobles, and Pratik Buddha noble, and Bodhisattva nobles and the Buddha, the noble Buddha is literally Pathva means that who is raised up, very rose, yes, very highly elevated, yes, elevated highly, yes. So like that. So here the definition of this, of the realizing the realization of the noble Buddha, which is the ultimate realization, is that Pangto Pangfei Kolam Yudhiva Pangto. Pangto means the embodiment and realization, ultimately, which is which consists of or which is sustained by, I don't know, always have difficulty,
constituted by.
Then by is okay, perfect, you have the particle. Constituted by Goklam, part of cessation of the what? Part of cessation of the noble Buddha in general, of the continuum of the noble Buddha. So that's the definition of this ultimate realization.
Is this a path of cessation or cessation and path?
Oh, sorry. Part of cessation, path of cessation and a path of no. Truth of cessation and truth of path, sorry. Yes. Mark Satya and Nirod Satya.
Sanjin Pape, Jujin Golam, Jibibibando Yena, Topan Tato in Becha. Topan Tato Yena, Sanjin Pape, Jujin Golam, Jibibibando in Becha. Yeah.
Okay, the realization and abandonment, which is constituted by the truth of cessation and truth of the path of the Buddha Aryas, or in the continuum of the Buddha Aryas, is the definition of ultimate realization, and the definition of ultimate realization is the realization and abandonment constituted by the truth of cessation and the truth of the path of the beings, the Buddha Aryas.
Oh, yeah.
So now the Nipa means the second main layout, which emphasizes on the negation and affirmation or establishing for those who emphasize on the reasoning and logic.
De kikichi chona. Kajin nare, then you put her. Kajin nare, chui. Ah, man, take a set and they chew the churro.
Ah, chew the
churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chew the churro. Chunam tamche tedar hibar sa hibar tavo hizalan juba kaanje. Gelong ta loku tava ne chu mayinla. Yang ta batava ne chu yinu hi sungba tavo lanan juba seta. Chu la jabsu song hibar tava nyandelan juba seta. Chu je jinji tava yiji yolan juba seta. Zumun korda yonamanam da linjik du chu chu hibar tava suenanan juba seta. Kibana
So if someone, a hypothetical person says that any dharma is the sacred dharma, then one is to refute that. Given that statement, it doesn't follow. It doesn't, it's not, any dharma does not imply a sacred dharma. Well, I won't go through it word by word. But the general means the dharma, that is chu, the term chu or dharma, is then applicable. One should know that it is applicable to all objects of knowledge. So the term dharma, one should know that the term dharma is, in Tibetan chu, is applicable to all objects of knowledge, to all dharmas, literally to all dharmas.
Yeah. So the term dharma is applicable to all dharmas.
That is to all objects of knowledge, all noble entities.
Gelonta logbatawa ne chu mayinla gelonto logta ne chu mares yanta batawa ne chu yino hibatawa lana jubar tikaps lana jubar.
So Sandhiki Sumarava. So the Buddha addressing his followers said, monks, wrong views or a wrong view is not the Dharma. The perfect view is the Dharma. When saying this, the Buddha, the term Dharma is then applicable to the path. So in that context, the word Dharma is applicable to the path, is to be applied to the path. And when the Buddha said,
Dona, Chuhi ese de ta ta gong chui som te sola chuhi jo pakap so lana jo pakap.
So furthermore, when the Buddha again addressing the monks said, take refuge in the Dharma, in that context the Dharma is the term Dharma is then applicable to Nirvana. Nyandila jugiore
nyandila
chapsu som so
chuje.
Because by taking refuge, one passes beyond suffering. That is, one attains nirvana. Yeah, it's very funny, but never mind. That's what it says. And when the Buddha spoke about the dharma of udharmas, the chugi kian che mang tziki nam chik tziki nam dina chude. Chugi kian che mang tziki nam chik tziki nam.
Chugi kian che
is a mang tziki. Yeah, it should be plural in this context. So when he spoke of the dharmas of the ayatanas, it should be plural in which is most. Then the term dharma is applicable to objects of the mind, of the mental consciousness, mental objects. So that's objects of the mental consciousness. So that's why dharmas, it should be plural, because it's objects of the mental consciousness.
Chumun kortang yonamanam da linji de chuju hibatawa suenan jubasa.
So when
the Buddha said that the term dharma is applicable to the mind, so that's why dharmas, it should be
plural,
because it's objects of the mind, the mental consciousness.
So when the Buddha said that the term dharma is applicable to the mind, Well,
it's present tense.
It's present tense.
It could be Kul Sikh also, I'm sure.
Kul Sikh.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It could be also.
Sangiki Sumara. Kul Sikh, then that was saying Sumara.
Chuchu. I don't think it's Kul Sikh, why Sangiki?
Chuchu, no, good job. Chuchu, no, good job. Chuchu, no, good job.
No, it's not. Logically. So when the Buddha,
although it could be Kul Sikh, grammatically,
spoke about
lead.
To
enjoy the things,
yes.
Keeping secrets.
So, when the Buddha spoke about the following things or dharmas, namely to enjoy the company of one, I think, enjoy the company of the retinue of a queen or queens and young women. At that point, the Torah Dharma is then applicable to merit, meaning that if one has merit, one has the possibility of enjoying the company of young women and the retinue of queens. If one doesn't have merit, one doesn't have that possibility.
Then that, Tsumun Korda Yonama Namda Jyobate.
So here then the word dharma relates to merit in that, in this context. It's then comparable to stating that to enjoy the dharma of the happiness in superior existences, in the superior realms. To enjoy the dharma of superior existences. That dharma is then applicable to merit, since it depends on your merit, whether or not you enjoy the dharma of superior existences. Now we enjoy the dharmas which are the five sense objects, the dharmas of sight, sounds, smells and so forth. So then there is another statement in relation to dharmas, which is related to immature beings. So immature beings then cherish this life, the dharma of this life. Immature beings, the dharma is not there, one has to add it. Immature beings cherish the dharma of this life, and dharma in that context is then applicable to life or this life. So here the term dharma is applicable to this life, the term this life. So in terms of action and effect, the effect of a specific action can be experienced in one life, so at that point the effect is, so to speak, visible. One can see with one's own eyes an effect of a specific action. De yang dina jugyore, dina
jugyore.
Yeah, so that's then a specific instance of this life.
Pena tender maranga pa.
So once one can then consider someone who murders a lot of people or beings in the earlier part of his life, in the later part of his life, that person might then be murdered himself. And so at that point, the effect of that action is experienced within one life, and it's also visible to others and himself.
Gelong ta chu xie ba nen de da den do de dang yang jin nian bi de dang xie ba ta bu song ra men ju bu se gelong ta chu xie jie den do de da duo ma do de men ba de zuo ri san de ten chu jie zha de yang song ra men ju bu.
So the Buddha again stated, addressing his followers, the monks, that dharma is to be understood as follows. With dharma, one should understand the sutras, the Yangin Nyenpe, the
Taitmen, Taitmen, Jure.
Yeah. And one should, with the term dharma, also understand what it relates to the
Theragata, they call it.
Young going to
Tengi
or
the way,
Young
going
to Song,
yeah,
Sangigi.
Yes,
sir.
To the
Gatas. Gatas is the name
of
young
Gurmando.
That was sung or given, well, one could say the melodious teachings.
Yeah, it is the Theragata.
Theragata, yes, it's called Theragata.
What do you usually call them?
Gata, young means Gata. Theragata.
Chetan sora nila ganga sanje somaro.
No, sir.
Te yanga goni somai bara.
No, sorry.
Yanga goni somai.
That's what the Buddha said.
Yeah, Buddha said.
Ganga sanje.
Singing is his song.
The
yanga tu tanda, the lak song omino, chukoyo. Yanga ni bde, deno yabare. Yanga goni de ngi yirwa. Yanga, chukoyo.
So, in those two contexts, the sutras and the songs, the teachings given in the form of the term dharma then relates to the teachings or is applicable to the given teachings, the succession of teachings, that is the succession of teachings of the Buddha.
Tan jonjor lan jopa maung pa lan jopa la nayang chebe chue tan chebe chuni le mande so hiba tab jonjor lan jopa re
jonjor
laung kasi re that it will happen nayang chen do re song nayang
chen. So the Buddha also said nayang chebe chu yin song
re chebe chu re
yang me na nala yang chebe chu gi tsen yi
Yongre.
Yongre. So the Buddha said then, well, literally, it's funny. Well, he would say, I have the Dharma of death, literally, meaning that he said, I will also die.
Mm-hmm. Mortal, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also mortal.
Mortal phenomena. Yeah.
And the Buddha also said, Chile Chunile Mede, I have not passed beyond, or I'm not beyond the nature of death. The dharmata of death, in that context, the word dharma is then applicable to a future event. In that, we will all die at one point or another in the future. So here, in that, this context, the word dharma is applicable to a future event.
Gelong da so chue ba ne chue ma yin la, gelong so, so chue ba de chue ma re se. So chue pong wa ne chue yin no chie ba ta bo ngi pa lan chue ba se, ngi zong lan chue ba re ta.
Ngi zong re.
Ngi pa re zong, ngi pa la, ngi pa lan chue ba.
Ngi pa tan.
Ngi pa se de me ke sa ba re.
Re
yin rang lang ngi pa yin na
yang mi na. Me tem ba ja se te jo ta. points of something indefinite, certain things.
Yes, but...
Never, it's applicable to a certain thing.
Certain things?
Never, I think so.
Nipa la jupa se jeta chitta tina ni meka sa.
Precise, you know, it's
meka sa marvi.
La?
Meka, it's precise.
Meka sa.
It.
Chepar chenge so.
Precise, you say?
Ah, yeah, you define a specific thing.
Specific thing, yeah. Never specific.
Well, here then the Buddha again speaks to the monks, saying that to take the life of beings is not the Dharma. To give up taking the lives of beings is the Dharma. And here the term Dharma then is applicable to a specific instance of something like taking the lives of beings.
That's a recurring one. Ranga regla temple looks for Chepachi and Badi Jugger.
Well, the first one, Yuchu, would be the general custom of any country. Mm-hmm. And the second, the Rikchu, would refer to the customs of a specific category or a caste. Like the Nepalis, not all of them, but a specific caste then. When someone has died, they put the feet of the corpse in water.
In water, yes.
Yes.
And he becomes alive. That means he's not dead yet. Then they don't accept him as a member of the family. Then now.
Then in that law, what would they say?
They put the feet.
Because my head is so young.
Sometimes.
That
they're revived.
Revived.
They have. Obviously not been really dead. So they get out again, and at that point they're not allowed to return to their family. They are outcasts.
Isn't it logical?
If they wake up again.
Because he's zombie.
So if someone goes into a coma and you put his feet in water,
yeah, and he wakes up.
Well, he's so old again.
A person could go far with
tranquilizer darts and
when the family is convinced of that he's dead, then they take him outside the house, put his feet in water, and if he wakes up again, meaning he hasn't been really dead as they thought, he can't return to his home.
Ah,
te va a comer el libro de la pangona, ¿no? El abuso de... Te coge el abuso de... ina ikhe tap mazhe na tundu zho chao yi marwa. Mene ikhe chok chao chao tundu tundu zho kwa wane. Tundu zho. Ah, tundu zho toga.
Tundu zho.
That's horrible. Well, in that context, that is, in the context of traditions and customs, mm-hmm. of countries and people and castes, whatever, then, well, in such contexts, the word Dharma is also applicable. So the word or term Dharma is also applied in terms of customs of countries and castes or categories of people.
Tene jaga mama choga che san na pme je de nya bo me sa tang ga te yul chu ri da ri chu ri te
yul chu
ri yul chu ri sa
re yeah well isn't it just the yul could also be a part of the country because in India in certain parts in old days when the husband had died when he was cremated the wife was cremated alive with him and that was the customs of certain parts of India
yeah.
Then the way over it.
The best thing is she
so
jump voluntarily.
The
if not, then they bind with the dead body. The best is that they are very much respectful if they burn themselves and jump in the fire with the
and
dead body of the husband.
Not being forced to do it.
Yeah, but later it's so difficult for them, so they always they bind them together with the dead body.
And
they think that both will be going to paradise
yes,
together.
But they still do it. Yeah.
Yeah, in 1977 also, I read in the paper.
Because, you know, in those parts, if you don't do it, you know, the wife becomes an outcast. You know,
yes.
No one respects her.
The woman who did really voluntarily.
She has to.
Yeah, she really believed very strongly in this, that she can go with her husband in paradise together.
We just have to go through hell, don't we?
They can't attend it, Jagani, Chogai Shetana. Tene kimi te yuksa mare san chansa ja chogu yu mara omu mara. Mo sotu tu mara. Tiso yurchu re ara chur.
Tiso chulu kura re no.
Ah, re ki.
Tramsi chulu re.
Tramsi.
Re di Brahmin dharma re no.
Te re ki chur re nduwa. Tramsi re ki chur re.
Ah, di both are
chur.
This the Brahmin the introducer.
Yuksa mare chiran
garmasa.
Kavide.
Yuksa mare chado minuga.
Ah, yes, once they become vito. So then they can't get married.
Mm.
And then they are looked down by the family also. So often they go somewhere to make retreat also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Rishikesh,
mm-hmm.
the seat of Mahesh Yogi,
mm-hmm.
is full of widows.
Mm.
So then they have to put on a white cloth.
Mm-hmm.
They have to put on white cloth, always white sari, not other color.
You too.
They could go somewhere and pretend they're not getting married.
And you say that all these things are introduced by the King Manu. King Manu, yes. So the text is called Manusmriti.
Manusmriti.
So now Hindus, they are modifying their, somehow, you know, modifying the Hindu religion. So they blame King Manu now.
Reformation.
Yeah,
Reformation. Yeah, that's what they're saying. You should have a kid of the Pacero. That day, Tarum, the watch.
Tarum,
then, not me, or anything. Need I take
that? Take it away. Take it away. That's 4 pages, 4 cents.
Oh, yeah, that image.
That
tambo dropped it. That tambo madam, the data rank and owns in the Kande kasa da. Yana san kyo jizu na. San kande zo na. Tomorrow.
Well,
chuti tani yaga to kare ko.
The plan was for Rinpoche to have a day off tomorrow. But it's up to him.
Chashi tar chen, lerin tar chen. Sani uwe sares. No, le bus kare tu nyo kina no.
Kina zo kare do ba.
What do you?
Ma ma do ti kia na yang de yo.
He can teach.
Fine by us.
Kande san kyo zo goba ni zo na.
Yeah, tomorrow,
Chita.
You can come at 9 o'clock?
Nine,
yeah. So then we can finish the rest.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Awesome.
Gewande, Jehovah, Tonami, Jehovah, Tonami, Jehovah,